you know, one of the things that we're working on right now, which is kind of interesting, is really this tone of voice. What is our tone of voice? And if you take a look at some of the best brands around the world, and I worked on Volkswagen for about 10 years in a previous life, you know, to me, if you look at an ad for Volkswagen anywhere in the world, it seems like there's like one copywriter in the world who's sitting in a room writing every ad, because it sounds the same, it feels the same, you know it's a Volkswagen ad. I think Harley Davidson has that same consistency. And it's the look, it's the language, it's the tone of voice.
Globally, too.
Globally, yeah, globally. Wow. You take an ad, Axe, take a look at Axe. I mean, they have a singular proposition. You know, if you, as a young male, spray this stuff on you, you know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
So, and it's expressed.
Pretty universal.
It's a universal message. But we've taken a look at, as we've been studying this, we've taken a look at their work, you know, from the U.S., from Latin America, from, you know, South Africa, from around the world, and wow, you feel like it's one brand. I mean, right now and historically for Nissan, you know, admittedly, I'd say, and TBWA is the agency around the world, but if you look at Nissan around the world, there's a lot of different copywriters. There's not just one copywriter.
Sure, sure.
So as we are, you know, that's one of the big projects we're working on right now as we're bringing it closer together. How do we find and how do we use the same voice? Doesn't mean it has to be the same ad or the same voiceover or the same construct, but how does a Nissan ad feel like a Nissan ad, or how does a Nissan experience, I should probably say, feel like a Nissan experience? So it's not just advertising. It's in the stores with the dealers, you know, with the way the loyalty programs work. They're doing on the product side. I mean, Nissan's doing an amazing job. How does a Nissan drive? You know, they can turn this dial or turn that dial. It can be harder, it can be softer rides. What's the Nissan way?
Is there a global brief? You know, I'm sure there's a North America brief. Is there a goal to have like kind of one brief that everybody can get around?
There are some global brand briefs. I mean, we're in the process of doing a new brand expression globally. For instance, there's the next Frontier Navara. It's a product that's in many parts of the world, is coming out. It first launches in Thailand, then it goes to Australia, then I think it's in Mexico, all before it gets to a market like the U.S. where the Frontier is huge. So, you know, historically we'd have, you know, Thailand would be working locally and they'd do all their ads, and nobody in global would see them, and then Australia would do theirs, and then Mexico would do theirs, and maybe they do need to have different executions, but why don't we have a singular strategy? What's a singular brand idea that might be executed in different ways?
Right.
That's kind of the next step of where we're headed. But more global, it's not like global control or global takeover, but just more global discipline, more consistency, so that the brand truly can stand for something more than just a product in an individual market.
Right.